Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. So happy to have you with me today. So grateful that you're here. Mostly thankful that you're studying the Word of God. God will speak to you through His Word, and He desires that every one of us learn not only about Him, but really grow in our relationship with Him through His Word. So let's pray to Him today and ask Him to bless our time together. Heavenly Father, we're just so grateful for your word. We want to thank you. We don't want to take it for any kind of granted because we know that that's a blessing to have your word in our lives. And so today, my prayer, Lord, is that you will bless our time of reading and studying in this book of Colossians together. Lord, that you will bring us into all truth by your Holy Spirit and then help us to live according to that truth by your Spirit as well. We want to be pleasing in your eyes, O Lord. So bless our time of study today in your word. And thank you again for providing it. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is, Let the Word of Christ Dwell in You. It's taken from the book of Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16. As Paul the Apostle continued to share with the Colossian church members, he included charity and peace as some of the spiritual attributes which they were to put on instead of their old ways, which were to be put off. Paul desired that the Colossians grow and mature in their relationship with God and with one another. And in chapter 3 and verse 16 of his letter to them, Paul encouraged the Colossians toward the word of Christ, teaching and admonishing one another with singing. We read, Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. The verse begins, Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Once again, Paul employed the word let to begin this verse. It implies choice, and his encouragement is to allow, permit, or give permission to the word of Christ, which is the doctrine or teaching of Jesus, to dwell in you or live within or influence you richly, which means abundantly, in all wisdom or broad and full of intelligence. The word of Christ was to permeate the lives of the Christians in Colossae, so everything they did would be influenced by it. The verse goes on to say, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Paul went on to add teaching, which means to hold discourse, instruct, or impart instruction, and admonishing or warning and exhorting one another in psalms, which literally are strikings or twangings and refers to a pious song, and hymns, which are songs in the praise of God or a sacred song. And spiritual songs are songs that relate to the human spirit or rational soul. The Colossians were to be taught and admonished through songs that lifted their spirits, warned and admonished them, and gave praise to God above that which would encourage them in their walk with Him. Finally, the verse says, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Paul concludes this verse with the idea of singing or praising with grace in your hearts, which means joy, pleasure, delight, sweetness, charm, loveliness, and grace of speech within them. To the Lord, the Colossian church members were to have goodwill, loving kindness, and favor toward the Lord and toward one another. And as they sang of the Lord's goodness and grace, they would be more inclined to be so. How long has it been since we have been encouraged by the word of Christ and simply singing or praising? Paul's words were intended by God for the Colossians, but they also apply to us as well. We should be among those who let the word of Christ live within and influence us. And we should be encouraged and admonished through to one another by psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. As we consider these words of Paul, perhaps we would benefit by singing a spiritual song to the Lord. And as we do, let us allow His grace to fill our hearts once again as we become more and more like Him every day. Next time, Paul tells the Colossians how they should do what they should do. And so read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.